Proverbs chapter 17. Better is a dry morsel and quietness therewith than a house full of sacrifices with strife. A wise servant shall have rule over a son that causes shame, and shall have part of the inheritance among the brothers. The fining pot is for silver and the furnace for gold, but Yahweh tries the hearts. A wicked doer gives heed to false lips, and a liar gives ear to a naughty tongue. Whoever mocks the poor reproaches his maker, and he that is glad at calamities shall not be unpunished. Children's children are the crown of old men, and the glory of children are their fathers. Excellent speech becomes not a fool, much less the lying lips a prince. A gift is as a precious stone in the eyes of him that has it. Wherever it turns, it prospers. He that covers a transgression seeks love, but he that repeats a matter separates close friends. A reproof enters more into a wise man than 100 stripes into a fool. An evil man seeks only rebellion, therefore a cruel messenger shall be sent against him. Let a bear, robbed of her cubs, meet a man, rather than a fool in his folly. Whoever rewards evil for good, evil shall not depart from his house. The beginning of strife is as when one lets out water, therefore leave off contention before it is meddled with. He that justifies the wicked and he that condemns the just, even they both are abomination to Yahweh. Why is there a price in the hand of a fool to get wisdom, seeing he has no heart to it? A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. A man void of understanding strikes hands and becomes surety in the presence of his friend. He loves transgression that loves strife, and he that exalts his gate seeks destruction. He that has a froward heart finds no good, and he that has a perverse tongue falls into mischief. He that begets a fool does it to his sorrow, and the father of a fool has no joy. A merry heart does good like a medicine, but a broken spirit dries the bones. A wicked man takes a gift out of the bosom to pervert the ways of judgment. Wisdom is before him that has understanding, but the eyes of a fool are in the ends of the earth. A foolish son is a grief to his father and bitterness to her that bore him. Also to punish the just is not good, nor to strike princes for equity. He that has knowledge spares his words, and a man of understanding is of an excellent spirit. Even a fool, when he holds his peace, is counted wise, and he that shuts his lips is esteemed a man of understanding. Proverbs chapter 18. Through desire a man, having separated himself, seeks and intermeddles with all wisdom. A fool has no delight in understanding, but that his heart may uncover itself. When the wicked comes, then comes also contempt, and with shame reproach. The words of a man's mouth are as deep waters, and the wellspring of wisdom as a flowing brook. It is not good to accept the person of the wicked, to overthrow the righteous in judgment. A fool's lips enter into contention, and his mouth calls for blows. A fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are the snare of his soul. The words of a talebearer are as wounds, and they go down into the innermost parts of the belly. He also that is slothful in his work is brother to him that is a great waster. The name of Yahweh is a strong tower, the righteous runs into it and is safe. The rich man's wealth is his strong city, and as a high wall in his own conceit. Before destruction the heart of man is haughty, and before honour is humility. He that answers a matter before he hears it, it is folly and shame unto him. The spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity, but a wounded spirit who can bear? The heart of the prudent gets knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeks knowledge. A man's gift makes room for him, and brings him before great men. He that is first in his own cause seems just, but his neighbour comes and searches him. The lot causes contentions to cease, and parts between the mighty. A brother offended is harder to be won than a strong city, and their contentions are like the bars of a castle. A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Whoever finds a wife finds a good thing, and obtains favour of Yahweh. The poor use entreaties, but the rich answers roughly. A man that has friends must show himself friendly, and there is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. Proverbs chapter 19. Better is the poor that walks in his integrity than he that is perverse in his lips and is a fool. Also that the soul be without knowledge, it is not good, and he that hastens with his feet sins. The foolishness of man perverts his way, and his heart frets against Yahweh. Wealth makes many friends, but the poor is separated from his neighbour. A false witness shall not be unpunished, and he that speaks lies shall not escape. Many will entreat the favour of the prince, and every man is a friend to him that gives gifts. All the brethren of the poor do hate him, how much more do his friends go far from him? He pursues them with words, yet they are wanting to him. He that gets wisdom loves his own soul, he that keeps understanding shall find good. A false witness shall not be unpunished, and he that speaks lies shall perish. Delight is not seemly for a fool, much less for a servant to have rule over princes. The discretion of a man defers his anger, and it is his glory to pass over a transgression. The king's wrath is as the roaring of a lion, but his favour is as dew upon the grass. A foolish son is the calamity of his father, and the contentions of a wife are a continual dripping. House and riches are the inheritance of fathers, and a prudent wife is from Yahweh. Slothfulness casts into a deep sleep, and an idle soul shall suffer hunger. He that keeps the commandment keeps his own soul, but he that despises his ways shall die. He that has pity upon the poor lends unto Yahweh, and that which he has given will he pay him again. Chasten your son while there is hope, and let not your soul spare for his crying. A man of great wrath shall suffer punishment, for if you deliver him, yet you must do it again. Hear counsel and receive instruction, that you may be wise in your latter end. There are many devices in a man's heart, nevertheless the counsel of Yahweh, that shall stand. The desire of a man is his kindness, and a poor man is better than a liar. The fear of Yahweh tends to life, and he that has it shall dwell satisfied. He shall not be visited with evil. A slothful man hides his hand in his bosom, and will not so much as bring it to his mouth again. Smite a scorner, and the simple will beware, and reprove one that has understanding, and he will understand knowledge. He that wastes his father and chases away his mother is a son that causes shame and brings reproach. Cease, my son, to hear the instruction, and be caused to err from the words of knowledge. An ungodly witness scorns judgment, and the mouth of the wicked devours iniquity. Judgments are prepared for scorners, and stripes for the back of fools. Proverbs chapter 20. Wine is a mocker, strong drink is raging, and whoever is deceived thereby is not wise. The fear of a king is as the roaring of a lion, whoever provokes him to anger sins against his own soul. It is an honour for a man to cease from strife, but every fool will be meddling. The sluggard will not plough by reason of the cold, therefore shall he beg in harvest and have nothing. Counsel in the heart of a man is like deep water, but a man of understanding will draw it out. Most men will proclaim everyone his own goodness, but a faithful man who can find? The just man walks in his integrity, his children are blessed after him. A king that sits in the throne of judgment scatters away all evil with his eyes. Who can say, I have made my heart clean, I am pure from my sin? Diverse weights and diverse measures, both of them are alike abomination to Yahweh. Even a child is known by his doings, whether his work is pure and whether it is right. The hearing eye and the seeing eye, Yahweh has made even both of them. Love not sleep, lest you come to poverty. Open your eyes, and you shall be satisfied with bread. It is bad, says the buyer. But when he has gone his way, then he boasts. There is gold and a multitude of rubies, but the lips of knowledge are a precious jewel. Take his garment that is surety for a stranger, and take a pledge of him for a strange woman. Bread of deceit is sweet to a man, but afterward his mouth shall be filled with gravel. Every purpose is established by counsel, and with good advice make war. He that goes about as a talebearer reveals secrets, therefore meddle not with him that flatters with his lips. Whoever curses his father or his mother, his lamp shall be put out in obscure darkness. An inheritance may be gotten hastily at the beginning, but the end thereof shall not be blessed. Say not you, I will recompense evil, but wait on Yahweh, and he shall save you. Diverse weights are an abomination unto Yahweh, and a false balance is not good. Man's goings are of Yahweh. How can a man then understand his own way? It is a snare to the man who devours that which is holy, and after vows to make inquiry. A wise king scatters the wicked and brings the wheel over them. The spirit of man is the candle of Yahweh, searching all the inward parts of the belly. Mercy and truth preserve the king, and his throne is upheld by mercy. The glory of young men is their strength, and the beauty of old men is the grey head. The blueness of a wound cleans away evil, so do stripes the inward parts of the belly. Proverbs chapter 21. The king's heart is in the hand of Yahweh as the rivers of water. He turns it wherever he will. Every way of a man is right in his own eyes, but Yahweh ponders the hearts. To do justice and judgment is more acceptable to Yahweh than sacrifice. A high look and a proud heart and the ploughing of the wicked is sin. The thoughts of the diligent tend only to plenty, but of every one that is hasty only to want. The getting of treasures by a lying tongue is a vanity tossed to and fro of them that seek death. The robbery of the wicked shall destroy them, because they refuse to do judgment. The way of man is forward and strange, but as for the pure, his work is right. It is better to dwell in a corner of the housetop than with a brawling woman in a wide house. The soul of the wicked desires evil, his neighbour finds no favour in his eyes. When the scorner is punished, the simple is made wise, and when the wise is instructed, he receives knowledge. The righteous man wisely considers the house of the wicked, but God overthrows the wicked for their wickedness. Whoever stops his ears at the cry of the poor, he also shall cry himself, but shall not be heard. A gift in secret pacifies anger, and a reward in the bosom strong wrath. It is joy to the just to do judgment, but destruction shall be to the workers of iniquity. The man that wanders out of the way of understanding shall remain in the congregation of the dead. He that loves pleasure shall be a poor man. He that loves wine and oil shall not be rich. The wicked shall be a ransom for the righteous, and the transgressor for the upright. It is better to dwell in the wilderness than with a contentious and an angry woman. There is treasure to be desired and oil in the dwelling of the wise, but a foolish man spends it up. He that follows after righteousness and mercy finds life, righteousness, and honour. A wise man scales the city of the mighty and casts down the strength of the confidence thereof. Whoever keeps his mouth and his tongue keeps his soul from troubles. Proud and haughty scorner is his name, who deals in proud wrath. The desire of the slothful kills him, for his hands refuse to labour. He covets greedily all the day long, but the righteous gives and spares not. The sacrifice of the wicked is abomination, how much more when he brings it with a wicked mind. A false witness shall perish, but the man that hears speaks constantly. A wicked man hardens his face, but as for the upright, he directs his way. There is no wisdom, nor understanding, nor counsel against Yahweh. The horse is prepared against the day of battle, but safety is of Yahweh. Proverbs chapter 22. A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches, and loving favour rather than silver and gold. The rich and poor meet together, Yahweh is the maker of them all. A prudent man foresees the evil and hides himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. By humility and the fear of Yahweh are riches and honour and life. By humility and the fear of Yahweh are riches and honour and life. Thorns and snares are in the way of the forward. He that does keep his soul shall be far from them. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old he will not depart from it. The rich rules over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender. He that sows iniquity shall reap vanity, and the rod of his anger shall fail. He that has a bountiful eye shall be blessed, for he gives of his bread to the poor. Cast out the scorner, and contention shall go out, yes, strife and reproach shall cease. He that loves pureness of heart, for the grace of his lips, the king shall be his friend. The eyes of Yahweh preserve knowledge, and he overthrows the words of the transgressor. The slothful man says, "There is a lion outside, I shall be slain in the streets." The mouth of strange women is a deep pit. He that is abhorred of Yahweh shall fall therein. Foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from him. He that oppresses the poor to increase his riches, and he that gives to the rich shall surely come to want. Bow down your ear and hear the words of the wise, and apply your heart unto my knowledge. For it is a pleasant thing if you keep them within you, they shall therewith be fitted in your lips. That your trust may be in Yahweh, I have made known to you this day, even to you. Have not I written to you excellent things in counsels and knowledge, that I might make you know the certainty of the words of truth, that you might answer the words of truth to them that send unto you? Rob not the poor because he is poor, neither oppress the afflicted in the gate. For Yahweh will plead their cause, and spoil the soul of those that spoiled them. Make no friendship with an angry man, and with a furious man you shall not go, lest you learn his ways and get a snare to your soul. Be not you one of them that strikes hands, or of them that are sureties for debts. If you have nothing to pay, why should he take away your bed from under you? Remove not the ancient landmark which your fathers have set. See you a man diligent in his business. He shall stand before kings. He shall not stand before mean men. Proverbs chapter 23. When you sit to eat with a ruler, consider diligently what is before you, and put a knife to your throat if you are a man given to appetite. Be not desirous of his dainties, for they are deceitful bread. Labour not to be rich, cease from your own wisdom. Will you set your eyes upon that which is not? For riches certainly make themselves wings, they fly away as an eagle toward heaven. Eat you not the bread of him that has an evil eye, neither desire you his delectable food. For as he thinks in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, said he to you, but his heart is not with you. The morsel which you have eaten shall you vomit up, and lose your sweet words. Speak not in the ears of a fool, for he will despise the wisdom of your words. Remove not the old landmark, and enter not into the fields of the fatherless. For their Redeemer is mighty, he shall plead their cause with you. Apply your heart unto instruction, and your ears to the words of knowledge. Withhold not correction from the child, for if you beat him with the rod, he shall not die. You shall beat him with the rod, and shall deliver his soul from hell. My son, if your heart is wise, my heart shall rejoice, even mine. Yes, my reign shall rejoice when your lips speak right things. Let not your heart envy sinners, but be you in the fear of Yahweh all the day long. For surely there is an end, and your expectation shall not be cut off. Hear you, my son, and be wise, and guide your heart in the way. Be not among wine-bibbers, among riotous eaters of flesh. For the drunkard and the glutton shall come to poverty, and drowsiness shall clothe a man with rags. Listen unto your father that begot you, and despise not your mother when she is old. Buy the truth and sell it not, also wisdom and instruction and understanding. The father of the righteous shall greatly rejoice, and he that begets a wise child shall have joy of him. Your father and your mother shall be glad, and she that bore you shall rejoice. My son, give me your heart, and let your eyes observe my ways. For a whore is a deep ditch, and a strange woman is a narrow pit. She also lies in wait as for a prey, and increases the transgressors among men. Who has woe? Who has sorrow? Who has contentions? Who has babbling? Who has wounds without cause? Who has redness of eyes? They that tarry long at the wine, they that go to seek mixed wine. Look not you upon the wine when it is red, when it gives its colour in the cup, when it moves itself sweetly. At the last it bites like a serpent and stings like an adder. Your eyes shall behold strange women, and your heart shall utter perverse things. Yes, you shall be as he that lies down in the midst of the sea, or as he that lies upon the top of a mast. They have stricken me, shall you say, and I was not sick. They have beaten me, and I felt it not. When shall I awake? I will seek it yet again. Proverbs chapter 24. Be not you envious against evil men, neither desire to be with them. For their heart studies destruction, and their lips talk of mischief. Through wisdom is a house built, and by understanding it is established. And by knowledge shall the chambers be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. A wise man is strong, yes, a man of knowledge increases strength. For by wise counsel you shall make your war, and in multitude of counsellors there is safety. Wisdom is too high for a fool, he opens not his mouth in the gate. He that devises to do evil shall be called a mischievous person. The thought of foolishness is sin, and the scorner is an abomination to men. If you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. If you forbear to deliver them that are drawn unto death, and those that are ready to be slain, if you say, behold, we knew it not, does not he that ponders the heart consider it? And he that keeps your soul, does not he know it? And shall not he render to every man according to his works? My son, eat you honey, because it is good, and the honeycomb which is sweet to your taste. So shall the knowledge of wisdom be to your soul. When you have found it, then there shall be a reward, and your expectation shall not be cut off. Lay not wait, O wicked man, against the dwelling of the righteous. Spoil not his resting place. For a just man falls seven times and rises up again, but the wicked shall fall into mischief. Rejoice not when your enemy falls, and let not your heart be glad when he stumbles, lest Yahweh sees it, and it displeases him, and he turns away his wrath from him. Fret not yourself because of evil men, neither be you envious at the wicked. For there shall be no reward to the evil man, the candle of the wicked shall be put out. My son, fear you, Yahweh and the king, and meddle not with them that are given to change. For their calamity shall rise suddenly, and who knows the ruin of them both? These things also belong to the wise. It is not good to have respect of persons in judgment. He that says to the wicked, you are righteous, him shall the people curse, nations shall abhor him. But to them that rebuke him shall be delight, and a good blessing shall come upon them. Every man shall kiss his lips that gives a right answer. Prepare your work outside and make it fit for yourself in the field, and afterward build your house. Be not a witness against your neighbour without cause, and deceive not with your lips. Say not, I will do so to him as he has done to me. I will render to the man according to his work. I went by the field of the slothful, and by the vineyard of the man void of understanding. And lo, it was all grown over with thorns, and nettles had covered the face thereof, and the stone wall thereof was broken down. Then I saw and considered it well. I looked upon it and received instruction. Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep, so shall your poverty come as one that travels, and your want as an armed man. Proverbs chapter 25. These are also the proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out. It is the glory of God to conceal a thing, but the honour of kings is to search out a matter. The heaven for height and the earth for depth, and the heart of kings is unsearchable. Take away the dross from the silver, and there shall come forth a vessel for the refiner. Take away the wicked from before the king, and his throne shall be established in righteousness. Put not forth yourself in the presence of the king, and stand not in the place of great men. For better it is that it be said to you, come up here, than that you should be put lower in the presence of the prince, whom your eyes have seen. Go not forth hastily to strive, lest you know not what to do in the end thereof, when your neighbour has put you to shame. Debate your cause with your neighbour himself, and discover not a secret to another. Lest he that hears it puts you to shame, and your infamy turns not away. A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in pitchers of silver. As an earring of gold and an ornament of fine gold, so is a wise reprover upon an obedient ear. As the cold of snow in the time of harvest, so is a faithful messenger to them that send him, for he refreshes the soul of his masters. Whoever boasts himself of a false gift is like clouds and wind without rain. By long forbearing is a prince persuaded, and a soft tongue breaks the bone. Have you found honey? Eat as much as is sufficient for you, lest you be filled therewith and vomit it. Withdraw your foot from your neighbour's house, lest he becomes weary of you, and so hates you. A man that bears false witness against his neighbour is a maul and a sword and a sharp arrow. Confidence in an unfaithful man in time of trouble is like a broken tooth and a foot out of joint. As he that takes away a garment in cold weather, and as vinegar upon soda, so is he that sings songs to a heavy heart. If your enemy is hungry, give him bread to eat, and if he is thirsty, give him water to drink. For you shall heap coals of fire upon his head, and Yahweh shall reward you. The north wind drives away rain, so does an angry countenance, a backbiting tongue. It is better to dwell in the corner of the housetop than with a brawling woman and in a wide house. As cold waters to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. A righteous man falling down before the wicked is as a troubled fountain and a corrupt spring. It is not good to eat much honey, so for men to search their own glory is not glory. He that has no rule over his own spirit is like a city that is broken down and without walls. Proverbs chapter 26. As snow in summer, and as rain in harvest, so honour is not seemly for a fool. As the bird by wandering, as the swallow by flying, so the curse without cause shall not come. A whip for the horse, a bridle for the donkey, and a rod for the fool's back. Answer not a fool according to his folly, lest you also be like unto him. Answer a fool according to his folly, lest he be wise in his own conceit. He that sends a message by the hand of a fool cuts off the feet and drinks damage. The legs of the lame are not equal, so is a parable in the mouth of fools. As he that binds a stone in a sling, so is he that gives honour to a fool. As a thorn goes up into the hand of a drunkard, so is a parable in the mouth of fools. The great God that formed all things both rewards the fool and rewards transgressors. As a dog returns to his vomit, so a fool returns to his folly. See you a man wise in his own conceit, there is more hope of a fool than of him. The slothful man said, there is a lion in the way, a lion is in the streets. As the door turns upon his hinges, so does the slothful upon his bed. The slothful hides his hand in his bosom, it grieves him to bring it again to his mouth. The sluggard is wiser in his own conceit than seven men that can render a reason. He that passes by and meddles with strife belonging not to him is like one that takes a dog by the ears. As a madman who casts firebrands, arrows, and death, so is the man that deceives his neighbour and said, am not I in sport? Where no wood is, there the fire goes out, so where there is no talebearer, the strife ceases. As coals are to burning coals and wood to fire, so is a contentious man to kindle strife. The words of a talebearer are as wounds, and they go down into the innermost parts of the belly. Burning lips and a wicked heart are like pottery covered with silver dross. He that hates disguises with his lips and lays up deceit within him. When he speaks graciously, believe him not, for there are seven abominations in his heart. Whose hatred is covered by deceit, his wickedness shall be shown before the whole congregation. Whoever digs a pit shall fall therein, and he that rolls a stone, it will return upon him. A lying tongue hates those that are afflicted by it, and a flattering mouth works ruin. Proverbs chapter 27. Boast not yourself of tomorrow, for you know not what a day may bring forth. Let another man praise you, and not your own mouth, a stranger, and not your own lips. A stone is heavy and the sand weighty, but a fool's wrath is heavier than them both. Wrath is cruel and anger is outrageous, but who is able to stand before envy? Open rebuke is better than secret love. Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. The full soul loathes a honeycomb, but to the hungry soul every bitter thing is sweet. As a bird that wanders from her nest, so is a man that wanders from his place. Ointment and perfume rejoice the heart, so does the sweetness of a man's friend by hearty counsel. Your own friend and your father's friend. Your own friend and your father's friend, forsake not, neither go into your brother's house in the day of your calamity, for better is a neighbour that is near than a brother far off. My son, be wise and make my heart glad, that I may answer him that reproaches me. A prudent man foresees the evil and hides himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. Take his garment that is surety for a stranger, and take a pledge of him for a strange woman. He that blesses his friend with a loud voice, rising early in the morning, it shall be counted a curse to him. A continual dripping in a very rainy day and a contentious woman are alike. Whoever hides her hides the wind and the ointment of his right hand which proclaims itself. Iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens the countenance of his friend. Whoever keeps the fig tree shall eat the fruit thereof, so he that waits on his master. Whoever keeps the fig tree shall eat the fruit thereof, so he that waits on his master shall be honoured. As in water, face answers to face, so the heart of man to man. Hell and destruction are never full, so the eyes of man are never satisfied. As the refining pot for silver and the furnace for gold, so is a man to his praise. Though you should pound a fool in a mortar among wheat with a pestle, yet will not his foolishness depart from him. Be you diligent to know the state of your flocks, and look well to your herds. For riches are not forever, and does the crown endure to every generation? The hay appears, and the tender grass shows itself, and herbs of the mountains are gathered. The lambs are for your clothing, and the goats are the price of the field. And you shall have goat's milk enough for your food, for the food of your household, and for the maintenance for your maidens. Proverbs chapter 28. The wicked flee when no man pursues, but the righteous are bold as a lion. For the transgression of a land many are the princes thereof, but by a man of understanding and knowledge the state thereof shall be prolonged. A poor man that oppresses the poor is like a sweeping rain which leaves no food. They that forsake the law praise the wicked, but such as keep the law contend with them. Evil men understand not judgment, but they that seek Yahweh understand all things. Better is the poor that walks in his uprightness than he that is perverse in his ways, though he is rich. Whoever keeps the law is a wise son, but he that is a companion of righteous men shames his father. He that by usury and unjust gain increases his substance, he shall gather it for him that will pity the poor. He that turns away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer shall be abomination. Whoever causes the righteous to go astray in an evil way, he shall fall himself into his own pit. But the upright shall have good things in possession. The rich man is wise in his own conceit, but the poor that has understanding searches him out. When righteous men do rejoice, there is great glory, but when the wicked rise, a man is hidden. He that covers his sin shall not prosper, but whoever confesses and forsakes them shall have mercy. Happy is the man that fears always, but he that hardens his heart shall fall into mischief. As a roaring lion and a raging bear, so is a wicked ruler over the poor people. The prince that wants understanding is also a great oppressor, but he that hates covetousness shall prolong his days. A man that does violence to the blood of any person shall flee to the pit, let no man uphold him. Whoever walks uprightly shall be saved, but he that is perverse in his ways shall fall at once. He that tills his land shall have plenty of bread, but he that follows after vain persons shall have poverty enough. A faithful man shall abound with blessings, but he that makes haste to be rich shall not be innocent. To have respect of persons is not good, for a piece of bread that man will transgress. He that hastens to be rich has an evil eye, and considers not that poverty shall come upon him. He that rebukes a man afterward shall find more favour than he that flatters with the tongue. Whoever robs his father or his mother and said it is no transgression, the same is the companion of a destroyer. He that is of a proud heart stirs up strife, but he that puts his trust in Yahweh shall be made fat. He that trusts in his own heart is a fool, but whoever walks wisely, he shall be delivered. He that gives to the poor shall not lack, but he that hides his eyes shall have many a curse. When the wicked rise, men hide themselves, but when they perish, the righteous increase. Proverbs chapter 29. He that being often reproved hardens his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked bear rule, the people mourn. Whoever loves wisdom rejoices his father, but he that keeps company with harlots spends his substance. The king by judgment establishes the land, but he that receives gifts overthrows it. A man that flatters his neighbour spreads a net for his feet. In the transgression of an evil man there is a snare, but the righteous does sing and rejoice. The righteous considers the cause of the poor, but the wicked regards not to know it. Scornful men bring a city into a snare, but wise men turn away wrath. If a wise man contends with a foolish man, whether he rages or laughs, there is no rest. The bloodthirsty hates the upright, but the just seek his soul. A fool utters all his mind, but a wise man keeps it in till afterward. If a ruler listens to lies, all his servants are wicked. The poor and the deceitful man meet together, Yahweh lightens both their eyes. The king that faithfully judges the poor, his throne shall be established for ever. The rod and reproof give wisdom, but a child left to himself brings his mother to shame. When the wicked are multiplied, transgression increases, but the righteous shall see their fall. Correct your son, and he shall give you rest. Yes, he shall give delight to your soul. Where there is no vision, the people perish, but he that keeps the law, happy is he. A servant will not be corrected by words, for though he understands, he will not answer. See you a man that is hasty in his words, there is more hope of a fool than of him. He that delicately brings up his servant from a child shall have him become his son in the end. An angry man stirs up strife, and a furious man abounds in transgression. A man's pride shall bring him low, but honour shall uphold the humble in spirit. Whoever is partner with a thief hates his own soul. He hears cursing and reports it not. The fear of a man brings a snare, but whoever puts his trust in Yahweh shall be safe. Many seek the ruler's favour, but every man's judgment comes from Yahweh. An unjust man is an abomination to the just, and he that is upright in the way is abomination to the wicked. Proverbs chapter 30. The words of Agur the son of Jacob, even the prophecy the man spoke to Ithiel, even to Ithiel and Ukal. Surely I am more brutish than any man, and have not the understanding of a man. I neither learn wisdom nor have the knowledge of the holy. Who has ascended up into heaven or descended? Who has gathered the wind in his fists? Who has bound the waters in a garment? Who has established all the ends of the earth? What is his name and what is his son's name, if you can tell? Every word of God is pure. He is a shield to them that put their trust in him. Add you not to his words, lest he reprove you, and you be found a liar. Two things have I required of you. Deny me them not before I die. Remove far from me vanity and lies, give me neither poverty nor riches, feed me with food convenient for me. Lest I be full and deny you and say, who is Yahweh? Or lest I be poor and steal and take the name of my God in vain. Accuse not a servant unto his master, lest he curses you and you are found guilty. There is a generation that curses their father and does not bless their mother. There is a generation that are pure in their own eyes and yet is not washed from their filthiness. There is a generation, oh how lofty are their eyes, and their eyelids are lifted up. There is a generation whose teeth are as swords, and their jaw teeth as knives, to devour the poor from off the earth, and the needy from among men. The leech has two daughters, crying, give, give. There are three things that are never satisfied, yes, four things say not, it is enough. The grave and the barren womb, the earth that is not filled with water, and the fire that says not, it is enough. The eye that mocks at his father and despises to obey his mother, the ravens of the valley shall pick it out, and the young eagles shall eat it. There are three things which are too wonderful for me, yes, four which I know not. The way of an eagle in the air, the way of a serpent upon a rock, the way of a ship in the midst of the sea, and the way of a man with a maid. Such is the way of an adulterous woman. She eats and wipes her mouth and says, I have done no wickedness. For three things the earth is disquieted, and for four which it cannot bear. For a servant when he reigns, and a fool when he is filled with meat. For a hateful woman when she is married, and a handmaid that is heir to her mistress. There are four things which are little upon the earth, but they are exceedingly wise. The ants are a people not strong, yet they prepare their meat in the summer. The conies are but a feeble folk, yet make they their houses in the rocks. The locusts have no king, yet go they forth, all of them by bands. The spider takes hold with her hands, and is in king's palaces. There are three things which go well, yes, four are comely in going. A lion which is strongest among beasts and turns not away from any. A greyhound, a he-goat also, and a king against whom there is no rising up. If you have done foolishly in lifting up yourself, or if you have thought evil, lay your hand upon your mouth. Surely the churning of milk brings forth butter, and the wringing of the nose brings forth blood, so the forcing of wrath brings forth strife. Proverbs chapter 31. The words of King Lemuel, the prophecy that his mother taught him. What my son, and what the son of my womb, and what the son of my vows. Give not your strength unto women, nor your ways to that which destroys kings. It is not for kings, O Lemuel, it is not for kings to drink wine, nor for princes strong drink, lest they drink and forget the law, and pervert the judgment of any of the afflicted. Give strong drink unto him that is ready to perish, and wine to those that are of heavy hearts. Let him drink and forget his poverty, and remember his misery no more. Open your mouth for the dumb in the cause of all such as are appointed to destruction. Open your mouth, judge righteously, and plead the cause of the poor and needy. Who can find a virtuous woman, for her price is far above rubies? The heart of her husband does safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeks wool and flax and works willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant's ships. She brings her food from afar. She rises also while it is yet night, and gives food to her household and a portion to her maidens. She considers a field and buys it with the fruit of her hand. She plants a vineyard. She girds her loins with strength and strengthens her arms. She perceives that her merchandise is good. Her candle goes not out by night. She lays her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the fibre stick. She stretches out her hand to the poor, yes, she reaches forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She makes herself coverings of tapestry, her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sits among the elders of the land. She makes fine linen and sells it, and delivers girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honour are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looks well to the ways of her household, and eats not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but you excel them all. Favour is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that fears Yahweh, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates.